Leaders.
The Northern Front. A dangerous moment. Hezbollah poses a grave threat to Israel, but a war right now would be disastrous.
As the intensity of the fighting in Gaza ebbs, an even more dangerous conflagration looms on Israel's northern border. Ever since the day after Hamas's attack on October 7th, Hezbollah, another Iran-backed militia based in Lebanon, has battered northern Israel with rocket and drone strikes. Fires have burned thousands of acres of land, and 70,000 evacuated Israelis have been unable to return to their homes. The Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, have hit back, driving 90,000 Lebanese from the south of the country. On July 3rd, they assassinated a prominent Hezbollah leader. An outright war could be one of the biggest conflicts in the region for decades. Israel has no good answer to Hezbollah's menace. That means it should seek to avoid a war today and instead focus on rebuilding deterrence. The threat from Hezbollah is not new, but it is more serious than it was. By making parts of the north uninhabitable, the militia has put Israel in an impossible position. Understandably, Israelis are outraged by the presence of an enemy on its borders that envisions Hamas-style attacks. Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 2006, aimed at pushing Hezbollah from the border, led to a bloody 34-day war that did, from an Israeli point of view, weaken the militia. Now some officials are calling for another invasion, warning that Gaza will look like a paradise compared with Lebanon once it ends. In fact, another war now would be disastrous for Israel and for Lebanon. Hezbollah is better armed than in 2006, with an arsenal of 150,000 missiles, some of which could reach Tel Aviv, overwhelm Israel's air defences and destroy crucial infrastructure. Israeli officials talk of a short, sharp war, but the IDF invasion of 1982 was a quagmire. Even in 2006, Hezbollah put up fierce resistance. Civilian casualties would be horrific because Hezbollah is embedded in villages and towns, leading to further international opprobrium for Israel. The bankrupt Lebanese state could collapse, triggering chaos, and a conflict could lead to a regional war involving Iran and its proxies. Hassan Nasrallah, Hezbollah's leader, has warned of a war without limits. Iran has talked of an obliterating war. For all these reasons, Israel's leaders should hold back. They say that fighting in Gaza will wind down further in the coming weeks, which may give Mr. Nasrallah a pretext to de-escalate in the north. He may be glad of the respite, since he has lost hundreds of fighters in the past few months. Meanwhile, the IDF has strengthened its defences on the northern border, which at least reduces the chance of a Hamas-like surprise attack. In the long run, the threat that Hezbollah poses would be intolerable for any country. Diplomacy could help. UN Resolution 1701, passed after the war in 2006, asks Hezbollah's forces to stay north of the Litani River, 30 kilometres from the border. But that offers no protection from Hezbollah's rockets. So far, the militia has shown little interest in complying with 1701, and the Lebanese army and UN troops are unwilling and too weak to enforce it. That is a barrier to progress. Israel should instead seek to rebuild deterrence. One way would be a credible plan for the day after in Gaza and a path to negotiations for two states. This would let Israel shift military resources from Gaza and the West Bank to counter the more serious threat in the north. Israel also needs to repair relations with America, whose military backing is essential to deter Hezbollah because it helps with air defense against missiles, including those from Iran. Last, Israel needs to deepen relations with the Gulf Arab states. Normalization with Saudi Arabia in particular would help strengthen Israel and isolate Iran. Israel cannot simply crush Hezbollah. But if it is mired in a forever war in Gaza, isolated from its neighbours and bickering with America, Hezbollah will calculate that it is more vulnerable. That at least can be fixed.